This podcast is brought to you by Slopeside Rentals in Bethel, Maine. Take advantage of the snow. Save and book a room. To get your half-price certificate, go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store.
It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr writes for the Boston Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Put your hand on the radio.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
Can somebody shout amen?
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. One of our callers last hour, Tony, said he thought that Brian O'Hara, the beta male police chief in Minneapolis, was from Massachusetts. I said, well, sounds like it could be right, but it turns out that he's from New Jersey. He's from, he used to be a cop in Newark, and but he did go to the Kennedy School, so... They always have some kind of, if they're not from Massachusetts, they went to the Kennedy School of Government or Harvard Law School like Barack Obama and so many other pablum puking fellow travelers. So that's that. And yesterday we played some cuts from Mara Healy talking about the storm and recovery, etc. And she said the tea will be back to normal today. And I believe I chuckled and said that means there's going to be a lot of problems if it's going to be back to normal. Texter just told me, 508, check out the MBTA website. Big delays on the commuter rail and the red line has had multiple disabled trains. They can't handle the snow 2 days later. Another large storm coming this weekend, .. The only surprise would be if things were running smoothly, wouldn't it? I mean, come on. Again, let's look on the bright side. As I say, no fires on the Orange Line. No one's had to jump into the Charles and break through the ice. As long as the fires are in the summer and you can just get into some tepid water and do the backstroke to shore, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's the most you can ask for, right? 844-500-4242. This is this guy, Ben Bankus, this comedian that we've been discovering lately. And he was saying that, about all the crazy women on TikTok and Instagram. And he was...
Do not let these women vote.
He said, that's what the founding fathers said. And they were really on to something. That's what he said, not me. But he had another point about, and it's the mask situation has always bugged me since 2020. And he points it out, the craziness of the whole situation with the liberals. Cut 11.
It's funny that, liberals, they used to love masks until I started wearing them. They're going into people's houses without warrants. Yeah, you mean like in COVID?
It's true. It's true. That's Ben Bankus is that guy's name, that comedian's name. You want to hear, this is what these leftists, they're into peace and love and they want to protect their neighbors. This is a voicemail that a leftist sent to an ICE agent and his family. They broke into some of the cars, the ICE and FBI federal cars in Minneapolis, and they got a lot of discs, et cetera, got personal information on these guys, and then now they're doxing them. And this is a voicemail that was left to an ICE agent, and it's just horrific. And this is not the party of peace, love, and understanding. These are not people who are trying to just get along, as Rodney King said. Cut 8.
You're a fucking fascist pig. You should fucking kill yourself. I hope your wife dies. I hope your mom and dad die. I hope everything wrong that could go in your life happened. You should kill yourself. You're f***ing disgusting. I hate you. Everyone hates you. You're a f***ing murderer. And all of your friends are f***ing murderers.
I think they've arrested that woman. This is Melinda Rose Cook. She's a health nurse. And this is from Libs of TikTok. Cut five.
I thought of something good. I think it's something weird. Sabotage tactic, or at least scare tactic. All the medical providers, grab some syringes with needles on the end. Have them full of saline or succinylcholine, you know, whatever. That will probably be a deterrent. Be safe.
Isn't that what they say the Iranians are doing? The mullahs, the Islamic Republic. They're letting some of the protesters go, but they're injecting them with poisonous substances before they leave, like Stalin used to do. And now that's what they want to do here. But she's got other plans, Melinda Rose Cook. Cut six.
Okay, for today's resistance tip, I vote. Anybody got any poison ivy, poison oak in their yard? Get some of that up with gloves, obviously. Get it in some water, like a gallon of water. Get the poison ivy oak water, and I'm going to put it into a water gun. Aim for faces, hands.
These women are nuts. Here's a, mainly we've been playing white women. This is a black woman who's as angry. I guess is she trying to pass, as they used to say? Is she trying to pass as a crazy white? No, she's just a nut. She's just another nut. Cut, Ted.
I am so angry! What are we doing? What are we doing? They killed another person! None of us are safe! And anyone who is still telling us that we're being dramatic right now is not f***ing paying attention! I am walking around with a gas mask in my f***ing purse just in case I run into ice! I am walking around with goggles just in case they gas us! I don't know what to do with any of this.
Get a job.
I'm so angry.
So angry. So angry. 844-500-4242. By the way, I made a mistake. They were jumping into the Mystic River, not the Charles River. I'm sorry. I see the Charles River on a more regular basis than I see the Mystic River. When I lived in Somerville, I was an Orange Line guy, but I never got up there, so I had to jump off into the Mystic River. I got off at Sullivan Square, Charlestown. 844-500-4242-781. The plowing in the storm was horrible. Where were all the guys with plows this year? They're all in Florida, Tennessee, and Texas. I definitely notice a huge difference. Well, there was a lot more snow this time, too. And you know, the thing is, if there is another storm over the weekend, as you may recall from the years where we've had, you know, one storm after another, each storm, it gets tougher to get rid of the snow because the earlier storms, the snow is still there. Where are you going to put it? And then, of course, all the great liberals decide to just throw it out into the street because, say, they don't care. They're beautiful people. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to... What Trump should be doing, he's got to treat them like a 12-year-old petulant child because that's what they're acting like. So say you got a kid and you want to take his phone away and he's 12 years old. And he's going, no, you're not going to get it. Nah, nah, nah. He's kicking and screaming and this and that. You can't forcibly take the phone from the kid. So you call a phone company and you shut the phone off. So here's what Trump's got to do. He's got to come out with a statement and say, look, we're pulling our guys out because I don't want my agents and federal employees under this dangerous type of stuff. I don't want them. I don't want to subject them to it. Then he goes and he goes after them full force. He pulls out of there. Let them beat each other up. Takes the incentive right away from them. Then let him go in there and bust them all for the fraud. Take them all to the cleaners with the fraud. That is the velvet white collar hammer that you can smash them with. Yeah. You're not going to get anywhere head on. These people are nuts. They're biting people's fingers off. They're getting other people killed. It's insane. It's insane. You've got to take the incentive out from under their feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you look weak if you pull everything out. I don't think he's going to pull everything out. I think he's just you talk about the velvet glove over the fist. I mean, the other thing he's got is pulling the federal monies. You know, saying if you're a sanction, issue an executive order and say no more money if you're violating federal laws. We're not going to stand for an insurrection. We didn't stand for it in 1861 in South Carolina. We're not going to stand for it in 2026 in Minnesota. And, you know, and they'll go to federal court and they'll get lefties. And you just but he's got this is the hand he's dealt. This is the hand we're all dealt. I mean, Barack Obama and then Joe Biden, they appointed all these insane people to the federal bench, and they're not that different than the people that we play these TikToks and Instagrams from every day. They're not that different. And they have black robes, and they have lifetime jobs. And we just have to try to get around it as best we can. 844-500-4242. 508 says they all need anger management. Yeah, I think they do. And again, for a long time I thought Americans were taking too many antidepressant drugs. Now I'm beginning to think maybe some segments of the population need more antidepressant drugs, or maybe just massive amounts of alcohol to just make them pass out on the couch. I know it's not good for them. But, I mean, I don't want them out in the street bothering me. I'd rather have them, passed out on their mom's couch in the basement. 844-500-4242. 603, to all the protesters out there, if you go looking for trouble, chances are you will find it. I 603, I thought we all learned that at about the age of 10. You know? You learn that on the playground, don't you? It doesn't matter if you live in the richest suburb in America, you learn that if you're looking for trouble, you can find it. But these people don't seem to understand that. Where were they when they were 10 years old? Or 40 years old in a lot of cases? Join Toby Leary beginning September 21st and discover spectacular Scotland with Colette. They're having their get-together online at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So check it out. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the website for details when you're picking up your year-long membership to Cape Gunworks. Do it all at once. Go to HowieCarshow.com. Visit the historic capital of Edinburgh with Toby Leary, with its famous castle, and the Victorian city of Glasgow. Visit the National Bagpipe Center for a lesson with a renowned piper. Have a special cooking experience and enjoy a wee taste or two of the creature at a historic whiskey distillery. Journey to the legendary Isle of Skye and the amazing Orkney Islands. Look for Nessie the Loch Ness Monster when you're cruising the Loch Ness in the unspoiled landscapes of the Highlands. This and so much more. Colette handles all the details: flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. So don't miss out. To join, call Colette. Call Colette at 800-581-8942 or go to HowieCarshow.com and click the banner to learn more. That number again is 800-581-8942. 800-581-8942. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Manzi Appraisers and Restoration in Woburn. Whether you need a professional appraisal for insurance, estate planning, or just for curiosity's sake, the Manzi team does it right with integrity. Learn more at ManziAppraisers.com, ManziAppraisers.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is your enthusiasm for Trump deportation efforts fading after Minneapolis? Yes, no, not at all, just concerned about how it's seen by normies or never supported deportation.
No, not at all.
83% of the audience now says no, not at all. 12% are just concerned about how it's seen by the normies. 5% say yes, and 0% say they never supported deportation.
All right. Brian in Alabama has been working on his roof listening to the show. He used to live in the 413 area code. Well, the damn roof is done. No thanks to the Somalis and the Learing Center. It's time to bring back the asylums. Yeah, I know. 603, winter of 14-15, I think there was a snow mountain in Boston where a camera was placed watching it. Was still there in June. Yeah, the same with the winter of 78, when they had the famous blizzard, and there were several other huge storms. And yeah, the piles lasted until the late spring, early summer. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Howie, long time.
Thank you.
I'm just calling because I wanted to send out a message to all members of ICE. I'm here in Somerset County, Maine. We might not have a lot of violent illegals, but we welcome them, no matter what Governor Mills says. She's not a duly elected governor anyways, ranked choice voting and all. So I say bring it in. Catch of the day. Let's go.
Catch of the day. It's a great title for an operation, and I'm with you. I want them out of everywhere. They violated the law. They want to come in legally. That's fine. But if you come in illegally, you got to go. Mort, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mort.
Hi. I wanted to talk about Kristi Noem. Remember when she was asked about habeas corpus and she had no idea what it is? That was pretty good, right?
Well, obviously it wasn't good. But, you know, he's not going to have her around forever. She'll be gone sooner or later. Thanks for the call, Mort. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. I just want to give a shout out real quick to you and your whole crew, because this isn't easy what's going on. And second, I want to give a shout out to Steve Robinson. And I think his name was it Nick Shirley who dug up what was going on in Minnesota?
Right, exactly.
Because I mean, do you remember the fangs and all the venom that came out towards him? It was absolutely so obvious that they didn't want to dig up and kick over this log, because as soon as they kicked this log over, all these little creatures started squirming and worming to the next dark hole they could find. You know, and look at Steve Robinson, too. You know, I think back when he used to work for you, Howie. You planted a seed in this man's head, and God bless you. God bless what you did, because the fraud that's being unveiled up in Maine is no different than what's going on in Minnesota. They want to cover this up with all this protest, fine and dandy. You know, we got Tom Homan in there. He'll do the job that needs to be done. I love that man. And what the fraud is unbelievable. I just want everybody to go to the bank maybe tomorrow and try to take out $10,000. Maybe you want to buy a used car. Good luck taking out $10,000, because it can't be done just overnight. And what they did with cash and secretly, slowly, overnight, all this fraud, to any other American, there's red flags that pop up within the bank, with other systems, and there's so much to investigate. And we for what's going on, we need, thank you, Howie. Thank you, Steve Robinson. Thank you, Nick Shirley.
Our pleasure. And you ought to check out what Cam Higbee did last night with these signal transmissions. I'll actually tweet out a story about it so you can start to investigate. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Yeah, if you want to test out a Byrna Less Lethal Pistol, you can go to Cape Gunworks, New England's premier gun range. And right now, the Cheap Bastard deal, while supplies last, you can purchase one full year of range use at Cape Gunworks in Hyannis, right off the Rotary, right near the Cape Cod Mall. It's valued, the year of range use, it's valued at $500. You can get it for just $250, and they're waiving the $75 initiation fee, so you're getting a $575 value for just $250. And if you go to the range more than a few times, you're going to save a lot more than $250 with this deal. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. By the way, the Boston Police Department is basically taking a victory lap for not honoring 57 detainers on illegal aliens. 57 detainers. We've talked with Todd Lyons, who's now being called into federal court, the acting director of ICE. And every one of those detainers they don't honor, ICE isn't going to stop from looking for those guys. They have to go out into the community. They have to risk their lives. They have to risk people's lives in the neighborhood. They have to knock on the doors, maybe. They don't know if the guys get, if this, they're all gangbangers. They don't know if they got a gun. They don't know if they got a hostage. It's insane not to cooperate with law. Oh, we have a city sanctuary law. You're going to defy a federal legal detainer for not even a state law, a city law, a city statute, a resolution, basically. It's ridiculous. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, just a couple things. There was three people that were killed in Minnesota. I was listening to Greg Kelly last night. There was over 500 Americans have been killed between the drunk drivers and the murders. And these were people that are completely innocent, not screwing around with ICE agents at these protests. And the fact, because Trump is talking nice about the meeting the different leaders, Howie, does this really mean behind the scenes he's not telling Waltz, listen, pal, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't do this? You know, I'm sure behind the scenes he's reading the Riot Act. He's not dealing with Waltz and on kid terms when he's talking to him privately. I'm sure of that. One other thing, Howie. Morrissey,
yes,
with Morrissey and does not like Tom Koch from the mayor of Quincy. And Koch is not on good, does not like Morrissey. I know that for a fact, Howie. So I'm telling you right now, Morrissey is a dirtball who tried to frame Karen Reed, and Tom Koch is definitely not friends with Morrissey. I can guarantee you that, Howie. I know.
They're both in that Quincy hackerama, though. You know, that's the thing. By the way, do you know where Morrissey was last week, David?
I have no idea.
He was down in Barbados. He was a crew member. Mount Gay Rum has this regatta or something, and he loves to go down there. I looked over all the social media, though. They were giving away bottles of Mount Gay Rum like they were M&Ms at Halloween. And I was looking for him because I wanted to get a picture of him and tweet it out, but I couldn't find him. He was laying low. But that's what he's gonna. That's what he loves to do, is just go down there and drink not margaritas, but Captain Morgan spiced rum and cola. And that's what he was doing all week long. He's pitiful. I'll be glad when he's gone. Even though the new DA, it could be worse than he is, but you know, sometimes you just got to get rid of him. Thanks for the call, David. 844-500-4242. Diana DeSaglio is the state auditor of Massachusetts, and she might as well be the leader of the opposition party right now. I know the Republicans are running for governor, and John Deaton's running for the Senate. You hear the ads for the Republican gubernatorial candidates on the show sometimes, or on the website. And but DeSaglio is in office, and she's really a dissident Democrat. They're very, very rare now. There used to be a lot of dissident Democrats, especially on Beacon Hill. But no longer. They all just march in lockstep to whatever they're told to do by the governor, by the leadership in the legislature, except for DiSaglio. She used to be an aide, and she was she had some problems as a state house aide. So then she had to sign a non-disclosure agreement to get her money. She got elected to the state house, and then to the state senate. Then she got elected auditor, and she's fighting to get this audit of the state legislature. And it was approved in 2024 by 72% of the population, 72% of the voters. And they're just stonewalling her, totally stonewalling her. And so Tim Dunn from the Herald went in and interviewed her today, and he got a really good interview with her. And he asked me if I had a couple of questions for her. And one question I wanted to ask her is, The legislators say behind her back, well, Diana DiSaglio, she only wants to audit the legislature because this is a personal vendetta for her. So I'll just start. We got a bunch of cuts to play here, but they're very interesting cuts. But the first one, I'll just use the question that I asked, which is, how does she answer legislators who say this is a personal vendetta that she wants? That's why she wants to audit the legislature's books. Cut 23.
It's a distraction from the fact that they're law breaking. They don't want to talk about the fact that they're breaking the law that 72% of us voted for. So they hurl personal insults at me individually. But it's not one woman from Methuen who is upset about this. It's 72% of Democrats, Republicans, Independents, and everybody in between who is upset that the lawmakers of this Commonwealth themselves don't want to follow the law.
It's not like this the first time they've stonewalled on a referendum question being passed. Like the income tax cut, it took them 20 years after the voters passed it overwhelmingly. They never approved the death penalty. There have been other cases too as well. They just thumb their noses. People say, oh, we're so lucky we have a referendum process because the voters could take matters into their own hands. They can try to take matters into their own hands. This is a valuable civics lesson, too. The fact that 72%, this isn't a close call. This is outside the margin of error, 72-28. So this is what she would say to the 72% of the voters who voted for the audit. This goes on for a while. Cut 19.
The Attorney General and legislative leaders have conspired to block the will of the people. The Attorney General has been rewarded with a very large increase to her budget that will actually ensure that her office, not just this year, but in the years to come, gets millions and millions of dollars extra annually for her discussions behind the scenes with legislative leaders, which have resulted in blocking this audit. Our office needs the permission, according to law, from the Attorney General's office to file a lawsuit. The Attorney General has repeatedly stated that she is unwilling to represent our office, but yet she also won't let an outside attorney represent our office either. She has consistently thrown up roadblock after roadblock to attempt to ensure that we cannot bring this matter before a court of law to get this matter adjudicated.
Now that I think about it, she's kind of like the Fetterman of Massachusetts. I mean, she's the one voice of her party that is trying to say something about the abuse of powers. But of course, the Attorney General Andrea Campbell is suing President Trump. That's what she's using all that money for, is that she's trying to break the record set by Mara Healey for the number of lawsuits brought against President Trump. Cut 27.
You're not going to tell me that every single dime of the millions of extra dollars that she's getting annually is going only to lawsuits against Donald Trump. Democratic AGs across this nation are suing Donald Trump on a regular basis, and they are doing so by joining together in those lawsuits and filing those suits. Millions and millions and millions of extra dollars being expended to the Attorney General's budget is being done in exchange for her to look the other way on this audit law and not enforce the law because these people are too powerful for her to want to take action against them.
They control her budget. The legislature also controls the court's budget. So it doesn't matter if she could go into court and challenge the fact that they're not allowing the audit, the SJC or the appeals court is going to just go along with whatever the legislature wants because they like to get pay raises. They like to make over $200,000 a year for a 35-week year, because that's what it boils down to when you figure in all the personal days and the vacation days and the sick days and the conference days and the three-day weekends, etc., etc., etc. So why do the legislators, the people, the senators and the reps, why do they not want an audit of their books? What are they trying to hide? Cut 24.
I got one given to me when I was a legislative aide a long time ago. I was a young woman in my 20s at the time. And I was required to sign a taxpayer-funded NDA just to collect my six-week severance package after being harassed in the House of Representatives. And I broke that non-disclosure agreement years ago, came forward and exposed how the Speaker of the House was lying to the general public and to the members of the House of Representatives, claiming that they didn't use non-disclosure agreements for issues like harassment, discrimination, or abuse.
But of course, that's not true. Cut 25.
If there are things to hide, we will be able to see that through an audit. That's why they don't want the audit, Speaker and Senate President. We can't assume that they're hiding one particular thing or another particular thing. I think it's incumbent upon these legislators to release the records in accordance with the law that we've asked for so that we can shine a light on what is true and what's not true about their claims. And I repeatedly say, if there's nothing to hide, then just open up the books.
I know that's what they used to say. Well, if Trump has nothing to hide, why won't he go under oath for a questioning by Adam Schiff? But that's different. That's a perjury trap. This is just opening the books. This is opening the books of a public agency. Just letting us see what the money was spent on. I mean, I don't think there were any criminal charges. We just want to know how they used the money. And we have a pretty good idea by the fact that they won't open the books, don't we? 844-500-4242. 2026 marks a special year for J.J. Manning Auctioneers. It marks 50 years in business. In 1976, the company's founder, Jerome Manning, knew there was a better way to sell real estate. Jerry opened the firm and demanded a straightforward approach that eliminated the deal-killing contingencies. The J.J. Manning auction process is not only time-tested, but recently has been very helpful to Howie and Grace listeners who do not want people changing the deal after the handshake. In the J.J. Manning auction arena, there are only cash buyers and all of the weasel clauses are removed. There are no negotiations, only concrete auction terms. Don't just list your property for sale because it's what your parents did. Set your property apart from the masses and list with J.J. Manning for an auction sale. You sell as is and contingency free. You control the terms and you control the timeline. In Massachusetts, traditional listings are required to allow a home inspection. Real estate auctions are exempt from this rule. J.J. Manning has auctions for Howie and Grace listeners coming up in Claremont, New Hampshire, Braintree, Mass., and Walpole, New Hampshire. And if you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
I just want to play a couple more cuts from the interview that Tim Dunn, the Herald reporter, did with State Auditor Diana DeSaglio. And this cut that we're going to play next, she's talking about how she there's some of them that she can talk to, even though they all hate her and they're all stonewalling her. But some people will still talk to her and others won't. It's pretty amazing. And again, they're all Democrats. 844-500-4242. So she starts talking with Governor Healey, but expands it out. Cut 28.
I believe that Governor Healey should support this audit law. Unfortunately, the governor doesn't really speak with me. She hasn't really spoken to me about any official business in roughly a year, though she does say hello to me at different events, which is more than I can say about the Speaker and the Senate President. Unfortunately, Governor Healey has not lent any support. I do hear claims that the governor did vote for this, but I would like it if the governor could come out more strongly in support of this effort. And it would also be beneficial to taxpayers of Massachusetts if the attorney-client privilege that's being claimed with respect to the Holyoke Soldiers' Home tragedy was not being claimed by this administration, so we can get access to those records. It would also be beneficial to the taxpayers of Massachusetts if the unlawful withholding of documents at Massport was also condemned by this governor. But this governor hasn't condemned any of those things and, in fact, has expressed support for the withholding of those records from the auditor's office. So I hope that the governor sees the value in releasing these records so that taxpayers are better served.
Is that surprising? I mean, this when she was attorney general, she filed during the state drug lab scandal, she filed a motion to suppress the evidence. And then she filed a motion to suppress the motion to suppress the evidence. She's into stonewalling. But at least she says hello, unlike President Spilka and Speaker Mariano. They won't even say hello to her. Okay, the Lamar Cook buyout. This is the coke dealer in Springfield who was having 8 pounds of cocaine delivered directly to the governor's suite in Springfield in the Western Mass office, who had 19 pounds delivered to UMass campus. He was the deputy director of her office. And when he was fired and arrested for being a drug kingpin in Western Mass, they gave him a $31,000 buyout and then claimed it was a mistake, which is what they always claim. So this and they're stonewalling her on this too. They don't want to give her any info on this one either. I mean, this is a pretty big scandal, wouldn't you say? Cut 31.
So our office audits personnel records all the time, just as a matter of doing business in the course of our audit work. This is not anything new. My predecessor constantly audited personnel records as part of her audit work, and the now governor, former attorney general, Governor Healey, never had a problem with these personnel records being reviewed when she was the attorney general. Now that she's the governor, she believes that personnel records in her administration should be able to be hidden from the Office of State Auditor. And what that means is that our office essentially can't even audit things like cybersecurity training with public employees. We won't be able to audit the settlement agreement issues. The issue with the gentleman you're referring to from Western Lamar Mass, Cook. The person you're referring to from Western Mass, was an issue pertaining to a settlement of roughly $30,000 that went out that utilized taxpayer funds to pay that, right? That is a settlement from the state of Massachusetts. Our office looks at those agreements, and when we do, we look at these personnel files. I don't think that anyone, Republican or Democrat, would agree that a circumstance like that doesn't warrant review by the Office of State Auditor and other entities who have investigative authority, for example. We need access to those records to be able to understand what's happening.
They won't release the state police background report. If indeed there was a background check, the state police say there was. I tend to believe them. Healey overlooked it because she wanted to hire a black guy, even though he was a criminal.